Predestination has been a hot topic in theology for a very long time, often seen as an end-all and a be-all for defining those being saved. The Church of God has properly corrected this misunderstanding for the benefit of those being saved. So it's not my purpose today to take specific issue with the false doctrine. Instead, I want to show how predestination is explained in Scripture by the context in which it is found. And that is not the entire focus. It's not the entire focus for our own encouragement. If you'll turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'm going to start in verse 28. And there's going to be some terms I want to review. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Verse 29, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30, moreover, whom He predestined, so He's referring back again, He's in a sense reiterating the statement, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. That word foreknew means to know beforehand, to foresee, to ordain, to know before. Try to keep in mind that word ordain. Predestinated, to limit in advance, predetermine, determine before, ordain, predestinate. And then he says he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. Conformed, fashioned like unto, similar. Called, allowed. Not a quiet call, not just you've heard it from somewhere. He calls, allowed. It's a bid. Justified, to become just or innocent, free, to justify, to be righteous. Glorified, glorious, full of glory. Honor, magnify. Think of honor and magnify. So here we read in verse 29, for whom He foreknew, He ordained, He took note of, He looked at you personally and predetermined, predestined you to then live like Christ, so that Christ wouldn't be the only Son of God, but the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestinated, again predestined, these He also called. So once He foreknew you and He determined what He wanted you to do, think about this, you in this room, He determined this for you. Millions and billions of people, and right now, at this time, He didn't just pull you out of a bucket. He looked at you, and He knew you, and He said, I want to call you. He called you, and then you had to do something. Because it goes on to say you are justified, but how are you justified? There is one thing that you must do. If you are called, what is the benefit of the call if you do not answer? Okay, but God's people answered. People answered. They answered the call. They saw their sin. They saw God's way, and they repented of God, of their way, to follow God. And at that point, they go through the process of baptism and become justified. and even now glorified. All because of God. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Reading in verse 10. For we are his workmanship. Now, of course, this is Paul speaking to Christians, speaking to people who have been called, who have responded. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Prepared beforehand is again another word which means to ordain before. Did you know that you're ordained? There is an ordination that has occurred. You have been selected, and you have answered that selection and become an ordained family member. Christ was foreordained to be our Redeemer. Why? Well, because he was already qualified to be our Redeemer. Even before the foundation of the earth, they both knew Christ would die for our sins, and he was already qualified. A deacon or a deaconess is ordained because he or she already practices, is already conformed to the qualities that define a deacon or a deaconess. An elder is ordained an elder because he already practices, is conformed to the qualities that are expected of an elder. You see, a Christian is ordained a follower of Jesus Christ because they have already been known by God, determined by God to be offered salvation, predestinated, then called by God to that salvation, and very significantly and very crucially, they responded to God with a repentant heart, determined to turn away from sin and walk in the ways of God. And then they are chosen in the process of baptism, then justified and glorified, ordained with the laying on of hands and the receipt of God's Spirit. You see, Christ already met the criteria for being your Redeemer and mine. A deacon or a deaconess is chosen because they already practice those qualities. An elder is ordained because they already practice those qualities. What is it you and I practiced when we were ordained a Christian? We gave up ourselves and gave ourselves to God. We responded. He called and we responded. Let's go ahead and go and stay in Ephesians here and go to chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse 4 through 12. Mainly to reiterate what was just spoken, to appreciate the words of encouragement that were given here. Just in verse 4, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. And you can reference 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 21, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. See, this is what has been given to us because we responded, because we believed God. This is by His grace. This is all provided. Having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ, you could say believed and obeyed, should be to the praise of His glory. Brethren, God foreknew you, deciding you were a candidate to participate in your predetermined destiny now. You remember that God has, in His plan, as we are familiar, wants all to eventually be in His family. In the time of the judgment, literally all will be called. It's not the idea of selecting this person out of the crowd or that, whether you were selected very early in life, whether because you are someone's child in the church, you are given God's favor. For whatever reason, you and I were chosen now, okay, predestined to be called to repentance and then repent. That's our part. We must repent. To be called to repentance, to be chosen, meaning to be ordained after baptism by the laying on of hands and receiving God's Spirit as a justified and glorified member of His family at this time. This ordination comes with the expectation that you and I will remain faithful, having been equipped with every weapon and defense against sin, and every tool to grow in grace and knowledge as members of God's family.